Hi, everyone, and welcome to episode number 29 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. I am your host, Marty Becker, owner and founder of Atlas Financial Strategies in St. Louis, Missouri, where we specialize in safe money retirements. In this week's episode, we're going to talk about the only true way to compare an income strategy from an annuity versus an income strategy from an alternative investment. Now, when I meet with clients, I show them everything that I'm going to show you this week, and which is just an honest comparison of different strategies. So let's just jump right into this. The way to compare an annuity to an alternative investment strategy is to look at the returns that you would need in the alternative when we're planning for income. Now, this whole podcast is based on an income strategy. And keep in mind that we're also going to include management fees inside of the alternative investment because you're never going to get away from those. So what I did was I looked at a 65-year-old couple that is funding an annuity and wants to start the income immediately. Now, I used $100,000 as the starting point because the math works exactly the same no matter how much they put into it. And at the time of this recording, that 65-year-old couple would receive $7,980 per year of guaranteed joint lifetime income. So that would pay them every single year, no matter how long they live. And this is from an A-rated company. Okay, these aren't junk annuities from like a C-rated company or anything like that. So right out of the gate, we have to accept the fact that no other investment strategy is going to guarantee you an income for the rest of your life. And yes, I understand that things like bonds and preferred stocks and CDs will guarantee you a certain interest rate for a certain period of time, but no other financial vehicle is going to guarantee a lifetime income. So because of that, we can take things like reinvestment risk off the table. Plus, we have to factor in a management fee that you're most likely about 100%, 99%, you're going to be paying a management fee. And I used 1.5%. Now, most people will say, oh, my guy only charges me 1%. No, there are about 16 other fees that have been found inside of these alternative investments like mutual funds. Okay, so you're paying your advisor a flat fee of maybe 1%, but then there's other fees like fund fees and 12b1 fees and about 15 other fees that have been found inside of these types of investments. So 1.5% management fee is a very fair assessment. Okay, so for this 65-year-old couple that funded an income annuity with $100,000, that's going to pay them $7,980 per year, no matter how long they live. One of them could live to be 100, both of them could be 100. It doesn't matter. It will pay no matter how long they live. In order for them to get that same amount of income from an alternative investment with a 1.5% management fee, they would have to find something that would return 9.75% every single year with no down years ever. So how many of you watching this or hearing this actually believe that is a reality somewhere? A 9.75% return every single year with no losses ever. And keep in mind that this isn't preserving the principal in the alternative investment. That is the return they would need just to ensure they wouldn't run out of money while they're getting that $7,980 every single year. And I can already hear you in the background saying, okay, Marty, come on, man. How many people actually live that long? Okay, that's fair. So what we can do is take a look at the actuarial tables that these guys use at the insurance companies to come up with these incomes. What we know is that a 65-year-old couple, one of them has a 25% chance of living to the age of 98, but one of them has a 50% chance of living to the age 94. So those are pretty good odds that one of them is at least going to make it to their mid-90s. So what type of return will they need just to make it to their mid-90s? And as you can see here in the slide, if you're watching this on YouTube, it's still a really high return. If one of them survives until their mid-90s, they would need a 9.4% return every single year with no losses ever. And if one of them has a 50% chance of living to their mid-90s, what do you think the chances are that one of them is going to live to at least age 90? The odds are getting more and more in their favor as that age reduces. So what type of return would they have to get in an alternative investment just to make sure they could get the same amount of income and make it last until age 90? Well, they would need an 8.75% return, again, every single year with no down years ever. So how many of you out there really believe that those type of returns are possible? And again, these numbers take into account that you would need that return every single year with no down years. So I'm not talking about average returns. I'm talking about actual returns every single year, year over year. And this isn't magic. It's just math, okay? Only life insurance companies can guarantee income like this. So I'm actually going to be doing an episode in the near future that explains how they do it. So be on the lookout for that, okay? But the main point that I wanted to get across today is that the next time you hear an advisor tell you, oh, annuities suck, don't bother putting your money in that, I want you to challenge them on that with this type of information and ask them, if I live to age 90, can you guarantee me that I can have X amount of dollars in income every single year and make sure that I never run out of money? And will you sign a contract stating that? There is an advisor alive that will put you in some sort of alternative investment and will guarantee that to you. It's not going to happen. Only life insurance companies can do this for you. Anyway, that is my rant for the week. I wanted to keep this short and simple for everyone. And I was thinking the other day as I was coming up with this topic, if there's something that you want to hear about or you have questions about, please just leave a comment on YouTube or leave a comment on the website on this particular page. And I'd be happy to address it, because if you have a question about it, I'm sure a lot of other people have the same question. And that helps me out to come up with relevant information that people actually want to hear about. And as always, if you find this information helpful, please like and subscribe to this podcast and share it with someone that you think it could help as well. And if you have any questions about your personal situation and are interested in learning about how the Atlas Annuity Strategy could benefit you, please go to atlasannuity.com to book a short phone call and get all of your questions answered. Again, this is Marty Becker, wishing you the best in your financial education, and we'll see you in the next episode.